Okay, we're going to just review for one quick minute. We were at the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Bet. We had the Olot B'Moed, which we explained, right? Was first, we talk about the Olot that can't be brought on the Moed, that can't be brought on the Yom Tov, the Nedarim and Nedavot. Then from there, we move to the Olot Re'iyah that can be brought on Yom Tov. And those are Ba'ot B'Nachulin. And we had this whole discussion about what you're allowed to buy with the money of your Maser Sheni money. In other words, can you use it for various korbanot? Because again, they're trying to relate to the fact, and we're going to see this all the more so in the next mission at the end of today's daf, this concern of the rabbis for, or halacha, for people's money, okay? For the fact that people might not have enough money, for the fact that people might, or whatever it might be. The issue here is, you already have this money that you're supposed to spend on food, let's figure out, can we use it for food that you're going to anyway need for the chag? Right, and just to review, we have the Olat Riyah, we have the Chagigah, and we have the Shalmei Simcha. Okay? So now, what things, and in addition to all those things, we also might have other things that, that's what we're talking about now. So the Olot Ba'ot B'Moed Min HaChulin. Okay, then you have to buy them from money that's not yet Kodesh, because you can't take money that you already set aside for a mitzvah and use them for a chovah. Okay, chovah has to come from, you know, untouched money or undesignated money would be the better way to say it. Vashlamim min ha-maaser. Okay, the shlamim can come from the maaser because a shlamim is not a chovah; it's reshut to bring the shamei simcha. Here we're talking about maybe also the shamei simcha. And then yom tov harishon shel pesach, which is the chagiga. Okay, the order is a little different than we've been doing until now, right? The chagiga. Now, what about the chagiga? So the Olot Riyah have to come from the Chulin. The Shalmei Simcha are allowed to come from the Maaser. It's about the Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, which we're going to say, in other words, means the Korban Chagiga, the one you bring on the first day of every Chag. Okay, we ended yesterday with why specifically does it say Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. So on that, there's a Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, and we're going to see today what the Machloket is all about. Beit Shammai Omri Min HaChulin, U Beit Hillel Omri Min HaMaaser. Okay, so, and then the second part of that Mishnah was, when we're talking about Shalmei Simcha, and you have this mitzvah to eat meat on the Chag, again, the same gist of the Mishnah is trying to figure out, we're on the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Bet, going back to yesterday for a minute. The Shalmei Simcha, we're trying to figure out, again, you have this chiyuv to eat meat. In addition, you're using this opportunity when you come to the Beit HaMikdash to take care of all sorts of other obligations you have. So can you combine? Okay, again, it's this concern with, we don't want to make you also have that and also have that. Again, also you're going to end up with all this leftover meat because you're bringing these sacrifices. Each sacrifice has a certain time frame, right? Usually 2 days in the night or depending on what it is. It has a certain time frame. How are you going to eat all this meat? And it's just a waste of money. So they start talking about the Yisrael can be Yosei Yidei Chavatam B'Nidarim U'Nidavot B'Maser B'Hema. Okay, things they had to bring anyway. And the Kohanim and the Chataot and the Ashamot, that was the Chataot and Ashamot that Yisrael bring. They get eaten by the Kohen. And the Bechor and the Chazev and the Bechor that goes to the Kohen. And the Chazev and the Shok that are Matanot Kehunah. They can be Yotzei with that. And then the last part of the Mishnah is, but what can you be Yotzei by? And we're going to learn out the source for today. Excuse me. That ofot and menachot are not considered shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha is only meat. Okay, it has to be meat, not chicken, not some sort of flour combination. Okay, so we ended yesterday. I'll just repeat it again. Amar of Ashi, 2 lines from the bottom. Ha kamash v'la. Now we say, back 3 lines from the bottom. Maishna chagiga yom tov rishon shel pesach. Why does it specifically say chagiga yom tov rishon? It doesn't even say chagiga. It just says yom tov rishon shel pesach. When it really means any korban chagiga, right, which generally was brought on the first day of a chag. So now they say again, if you didn't bring it on the first day, you could bring it any other day, but generally brought on the first day, ideally anyway. So Amar of Ashi, hakamash v'lan chagiga chamishasar in chagiga arba'asar lo. We talked about this at the end of class yesterday, that there's the chagiga that they brought on Yudalit together with the korban pesach. In order to eat Korban Pesach ala sova, you wanted to make sure that the Korban Pesach was eaten so that you're full. There's a bunch of different reasons given for that, why that's important. But because they wanted to do that, if you didn't have enough meat, you would bring the Korban Chagiga with it so that you'd have enough meat. Because if you were splitting it, they did it in Chaburot, you were splitting the animal with your Chabura, with your whole group, you might not get enough to eat to satiate you. So therefore, your minimum you had to eat from the Korban Pesach was Gezayit. So you had to make sure you didn't have too many people, that people weren't going to get a kezayit. But once you got a kezayit, you were able to do it. So if you weren't going to have enough meat from this kezayit, they added these korbanot chagigah that were brought on Yudal and Nisan. Those are not the same, like not to be confused, with the korban chagigah that's tefav, which is brought for the chag itself. Okay, those are two different chagigot. Now the chagigah on tefav is a korban chagigah, b'chagot z'motu chag l'Hashem. Any chag you have to bring korban chagigah, that's a chovah. Once that becomes a chovah, what do we say? Then you can't do it from the chulin. Now, I'm sorry, it has to be from the chulin. Now, what here we're going to get into for a minute, because really what the Gemara is saying here is that when the Mishnah says Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, they're talking about Tefav, where it's a Chovah, okay? Yud-Dalet is a Rishut. And since Yud-Dalet is Rishut, clearly, L'chol HaDeot, you can take that from the Maaser money, because it's Rishut. But now, when it comes to this Chagiga, which is a Chovah, Beit Shammai says from the Chulin, okay, which we would have thought, and Beit Hillel says Mina Maaser. We're going to get into a minute from now, why Beit Hillel in this case would say, even though it's a chovah, you're allowed to take it from the Maaser. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Now, Alma Kasavar, and here the Gemara just says, by the way, since this is what they say, it must mean that the person who's understanding, the person who wrote the Mishnah, the one whose opinion this is, must hold. Obviously, not everybody holds this. The chagigah arba'asar lav de'oraita. Okay? The chagigah brought on the 14th is not de'oraita, and that's the main opinion, because it's only to make sure you don't eat it, that you eat your korban al hasova. But apparently, there is some other opinion that seems to indicate that it is mid'oraita.
Were they allowed to have meat without bringing the chagigah?
On the chag?
At all?
I think so, yeah. You could eat meat. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're allowed to eat meat. But the idea was on the chag, they wanted to make it, if you're going to eat meat on the chag, bring a sacrifice. Okay? Because otherwise, how would people eat meat outside of, if you were living outside, the Beit HaMikdash area, it would be impossible. So you're allowed to eat meat. There's a whole thing, Im Tov Enafshecha, there's psukim about it, and you want to eat meat. So you didn't have to bring sacrifices, but on the chag, they wanted you to bring sacrifices in order to eat the meat. Amar Mar. Beit Hillel Amrim min HaMaaser. Amai. Why does he say you can do it from the Maaser? Davar Shebechovai. Who? Bechol Davar Shebechovai Eino Ba Ela Min HaChulim. Right? We just learned that. That if it's a Chovah, then you have to take it from undedicated money. So how could you do this? So Amar Ula B'Tofel. Okay, what does this mean? So Rashi explains, if you want to look in Rashi, Mechaber Maaser Im HaChulim Umevi. What does this mean? It means when Beit Hillel says you can bring it from the Maaser, they don't mean you can bring it exclusively from your Maaser money, but you could bring it from a combination of Maaser money and Chulin money. Okay? Now, we're going to see two different approaches to how you can be Tuflin. Okay? How can you mix these monies of Maaser and Chulin? So, Chizkiya Amar, Tuflin Behema La Behema, Ve'ein toflim ma'ot l'ma'ot. What does he say? He says you can bring, let's say you want to bring your korban chagiga, but it's not enough, it's not big enough, it's not enough meat. So you want to bring a few animals, okay? So you buy your one animal, your first animal comes from the chulin. Okay, that's your main chagiga. But if you want to bring some more meat, because you want it to be more respectable, because maybe you have a big family and you want to make sure everyone has what to eat, and you want to bring it as your korban chagiga, so what do? You buy one animal from the chulin, and all your additional animals you can buy from the maaser. And that's what toflin is, and that's what Beit Hillel is coming to say. That when it comes to the chagiga, you're allowed to do toflin. Okay, you're allowed to buy your... Now, again, what's the logic here? The logic is your first main animal was bought from the chulin, so that's okay. Once you've bought your main animal, everything else is secondary, and that already can be brought with your maaser. Again, you see, and it matches Beit Hillel over Beit Shammai, this need to try to make it easier for people, right? Make it less financially burdensome. That you already have this maaser money, use it for something, right? I think in Shkalim, if I remember correctly, when we learned Masechet Shkalim, there was this whole thing about if you were left with money that was dedicated, right? What if you have this maaser sheni money, you know what to do with it? So, you finished the chag, and you haven't spent all the money to eat. So they would give it to people who live in Yerushalayim, because it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. They would give it to people, do you remember this? They would give it to people who live there, like first of all, there was this issue that you couldn't charge rent. So people would sometimes leave this money, at least as a gift, at the end for thank you for putting me up, and things like that. So they were stuck with this money. So again, the rabbis are trying to find a way that they can get rid of this money and use it for things that are productive rather than being stuck with it at the end. But you can't be tofel ma'ot lamo'ot. What does that mean? You can't say, I want to buy this big animal. I have X amount of money of chulin. I'm going to put that money into it. But now I want to add Maaser Sheni money to that amount and go to the guy who's selling the animals and buy, you know, let's have, you know, 20 of chulin and I have 20 of Maaser and I want to put that money together to buy an animal worth 40. That you can't do, he says. That way is not allowed because then your animal is being bought from the Maaser. In the first way of looking at it, Tiflin Be'ema, the Be'ema, your animal, your first main animal is bought from the Chulin, and then you can add extra animals. But Ma'ol Ma'ol, you can't do. Now, obviously, the next opinion is going to be the flip side.
Could you do that with your Chagiga, your second, after you did the Korban Pesach? Could you do the...
Not the Korban Pesach. Wait. Korban Pesach, let me just clarify again. Korban Pesach is a different... That's not a Chagiga at all.
No, but...
The Chagiga that goes with Korban Pesach... That is reshuta no matter what. It's not a chiyuv d'oraita. That no matter what you can buy from the master. What we're dealing with now is the korban chagiga that's given on Tevav, on the day, first day of Pesach, after the korban Pesach is done, or Sukkot or Shavuot. That korban chagiga. So now we have option number. Right again. Let's just clarify. We have Beit Shammai who says no way, no how, only chulin. We have Beit Hillel who says min ha-maaser. But now we're explaining Beit Hillel. When Beit Hillel says, min ha-maaser, okay, we're going to see that we have two opinions. Everyone agrees that he doesn't mean it can be bought exclusively from maaser money. Either it means toflim behema lebehema, but not ma'ol lema'ol, meaning your first animal has to be bought from the chulin, and your second animal can be bought from the maaser, or that's Chizkiah. And now we're going to see, let's just put his name up on the board, Chizkiah. And now we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan holds exactly the opposite. Okay? He's going to say, Rabbi Yochanan amar toflim ma'ol lema'ol ve'ein toflim behema lebema. Okay? You can mix your money and buy a bigger animal, but you can't buy one animal that's from chulin and additional animals from maaser. That doesn't work.
So he's interpreting Beit Hillel differently.
Exactly. These are all interpretations of Beit Hillel's opinion. Okay? Later we're going to see a third opinion. Okay, but right now we brought two. Only once we get into the next Mishnah are we gonna get into the third opinion. Okay, that comes later, right? I think it's after the next Mishnah. Yeah. Okay. So for now, it's two opinions. Okay. So he says ma'ot lema'ot. Okay, you can add more as long as you start off with a base amount of money. That's enough to buy, right? And the base amount of money, the assumption is it's your minimum shear for. Chagiga, the Beit Hillel said was right, two maneh, remember? Okay, your minimum shear for Chagiga, you've put in chulin money. Anything additionally you want to add, you can add from Maaser. But you can't add a behema. Okay, so now we're going to see brightas that support each opinion. These are emoraim. Now we're going to show brightas that support each opinion. And in the end, when we bring the third opinion, we're going to explain one of these brightas a little differently. That's how he's going to work out. Okay. Tanya kavate de Chizkia, Tanya kavate de Rabbi Yochanan. There's a bright like Rabbi Chizkia, there's a bright like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavate de Rabbi Yochanan, misat. Okay, here it starts off quoting a pasuk. You have to read the whole pasuk, otherwise you won't know what this is talking about. In Dvarim Tetzayin, it talks about the chagim, talks about basita chag shavuot la Hashem Elokecha. If you have on the side the Torah or it has the psukim. Basita chag shavuot la Hashem Elokecha, misat nidvat yadecha asher titein. Misat means a measurement. A measurement of what your hand will give, right, that you can give. Ka'asher yivarech Hashem elokecha. Now you have on the one hand, what?
We have the k'mitzah.
The k'mitzah. Oh. But this isn't k'mitzah, this is misat. It's a different word, right?
Okay.
So it's a measure. You're right, it's a measure. Okay. It's a weird word, okay? They're going to try to trace the source of this word. In the end, they're going to trace it from the word mas, okay, a tax. So you do a measurement. Now a measurement sounds like it's a particular measurement, but Kasher Baruch Hashem Elokecha sounds like it's as much as you want, not a measurement, right? So it's a weird pasuk here. So what do they say? Misat. Melamed she'adam mevi chovato min achulin, They assume that this word misat, and they're going to later trace it to the word mas, which obviously comes from chulin, okay, it's avar chol, it's not kodesh, so they're going to say, this word teaches you that you can bring, that you're supposed to bring it from the chulin, okay? Uminayin she'im ratza la'arev ma'arev, but where do you learn that if you want to mix money, you can? Tamud lamar kasher v'recha shem lokecha. Okay? So look at this pasuk. It starts off with a measured amount, right, which they say is from chulin, and then it adds this other, oh, as much as God blesses you, which seems to indicate you can add more of something else. So therefore, and it's also, Hashem Lokecha is Kodesh, right? If you compare the mas to the Kodesh. So that's where he says, therefore you learn that you can do ma'ol lema'o. Okay? Okay. So that's ma'ol lema'o from that pasuk. Tanya kavatei d'chizkia. And he learns it from the same word, but differently. Misat. Melamed sha'adam mevi chovato menachulin. Beit Shammai omrim, okay, so again he learns from Misat, chulin. Beit Shammai omrim, yom rishon menachulin, mikam va'elach min ha'maser. Ubeit Hillel omrim, achila rishonah menachulin, mikam va'elach min ha'maser. Okay, what does he say? There's a machloket Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai says, on the first day, in other words, we have this general concept you have to bring it from the chulin, but then we're going to learn that it depends. According to Beit Shammai, Yom Rishon Menachulin, the whole first day, if you bring a sacrifice on that first day when you're chayav in Chagiga, it has to be from the chulin. But anything you bring later, you can bring from the maaser. Ubeit Hillel Amrim, Achila Rishonah Menachulin, Mikam Ve'elach Men HaMaaser. Your first eating, okay, the first eating you eat of the Chagiga has to be from the chulin. But anything else additionally can be from the maaser. Now what does that mean? You can't have an, if you mix your money, right, then you can't have a first eating from the chulin exclusively because you're eating an animal that's made up of all sorts of money, right? So therefore, what do you learn? Your first eating has to be from the behemah that's bought from the chulin. But any additional animals you want to eat, even on that first day for the chagiga, can be eaten from the maaser. So what do you learn? Toflim behemah le behemah. Okay? That source proves toflim behemah le behemah. Okay, that's the source we're going to later explain a little differently what this achila rishona menachula means. But the assumption right now is achila rishona menachula means your first eating of the animal needs to be from the chulin, meaning the animal has to be exclusively bought from chulin money. If you want to buy additional animals with maaser, no problem. What's your question?
Just on a technical point, would they actually, let's say that they have a huge family and they don't want to buy a cow and a goat, they want to buy two cows.
Okay.
Would they actually mark the cow that was designated?
I assume, yes.
Okay.
That would be what you would learn from here, is that they have to make sure that the first animal they sacrifice, or the first animal that they eat, probably also they would sacrifice at first, would be from the chulin money. They would, yeah, they would definitely have to designate it. We're going to see today all sorts of what, right? We're going to learn another thing. There were all sorts of ways they designated animals, right? With the Seir Lazalzeo, right? They put the Chut HaShani on him, and there's all different things they did. We're going to see today that they dyed the ear red in one case for Master Bahama. That's what they would do, right? Because there's all sorts of ways you need to designate your animals. When you take the 10th animal of all your animals, and then they're mixed up with you're going to get confused, so they would dye with this red dye. That we're going to see later also. So obviously they must have marked it in some way. Okay. The Braita continues, Ushar kol yemot ha-Pesach, on all the other days of Pesach, and here presumably on all the other Chagim also, Adam yitzei yedei chovato b'maser behema b'yom tov. Okay? Kam ve'elch min ha-maser, right? Ushar kol yemot ha-Pesach, Adam yitzei yedei chovato b'maser behema. Okay, period. Okay, sorry, I was confused on how to read the next few words. Now I got it. Okay, so basically, any other day, you can be yotze your chiyuv from anything, right? Your maser behema, anything that you're supposed to bring anyway is fine. On the first day, you can't, right? On the first day, it needs to be specifically this chagiga from the chulin. On the other days, you can use other stuff. So now the Gemara asks, but yom tov my time alo, why can't you do it on the first day of yom tov? Okay, now when you have this maser behema, why can't you take your maser behema and eat it on the first day? Okay? Amar Rav Ashi, Dilma Ate Lasure B'Yom Tov. V'yifshar Lasure B'Yom Tov Mishum Sikarta. Okay, so now what do they say? Why can't you take Maser Behema and eat it on the first day? What's wrong with eating your Maser Behema on the first day? What's the problem? So they say it's a technical problem of you might, if you can eat maser behema, then what on Yom Tov, what might you do? You might do maser. You might be mafrish, the 10th animal. Let's say, right, let's say you're not coming from far away. You live in Yerushalayim. you live in Yerushalayim, and you realize, oh, wait, I can bring my Maaser Behemah today and use it for my korban, right? I'm supposed to bring on the chag. So what do? You quickly count your Maaser, right? Count your tenth animal. Bring your tenth animal to the Beit HaMikdash. What's the problem? And this is what I said about the dye. They would dye the ear red, okay? Or I think it was the ear. So they would use this red dye. Now, the dye you can't use on Yantif. You can't dye something. It's like writing. So we were worried that maybe you come to dye it on Yom Tov. Okay, what's the issue here? I didn't clarify this so clearly. When Beit Hillel says that Achila Rishona Min Achulin, but Mikam Ve'elach Min Amaser, it seems to indicate that therefore any other animals you want to bring on that first day can come from Maser. They can come from Maser Behemah then. So why does it then say in the Braita that Sharcho Yimar Pesach you can use Maser Behemah, but not on Yantif? It should be that the Maser Behemah can be used as additional animals, right? It can't be used as your main animal, but according to Beit Hillel, it can be used as your additional animals. So now what's the Gemara saying? It's true, in theory, in terms of this Maser issue and taking a Behemah from Maser, it's fine to use your Maser Behemah. But there's a technical problem. And the technical problem is we're worried that you might mark him on Yantif, so therefore, we don't allow it at all. It's a gzerah. It's a gzerah. Shema, you're going to come to mark your animal. And that would be a source, so therefore, you can. Now that Gemara goes back to what I said, that we're going to learn the source for this word, misat. Everyone agreed, both the Braita of the Wen Lechizkia and the Braita of the Wen Lech Rabbi Yochanan, that misat means it has to be taken from the chulin. Right? The question was just which way, right? And what can come from the chulin and what can come from the maaser. So now they say, my mashma dehai misat lishna dechulin, who, from where do we learn it? Dichtiv, from Megillat Esther, vayasam ha-melech ha-chashverosh, mas ala aretz. Mas ala aretz, mas is chulin, and therefore we learn that it's chulin. Okay. Now we get into the issue. Okay, so we're leaving this issue aside for a minute, but like I said, when we get to the next Mishnah, we're going to come back to this. Okay, so at this point we have either Toflim behemah lebehemah or Toflim mo lemot, each one had a braita to support his opinion. And that's where we leave it for right now. Now we're going to get to this issue of Yisrael can bring Nidareim and Nidavot for their Shalmei Simcha. We're moving off of Chagiga, we're going to the Shalmei Simcha, right? The Chiyuv to eat meat on the Chag, and therefore since the Chiyuv is to eat meat, the Chiyuv is, there's also an issue to basically bring your Korbanot from, bring Korbanot, Shlamim, in order to eat, and then you can use all sorts of things that you're obligated to bring anyway to be Yosef this Mitzvah of Simcha.
Is one still obligated to eat meat?
Nowadays? So that's a big question. I mean, in theory, yes. This whole question, vegetarians, or what if you enjoy eating dairy? There's debates about it. It's for Shabbos also, really, the issue. You know, is there more of an issue on Yom Tov? There's debates about it. It comes up particularly when it comes to Shavuot, where there's this issue to eat dairy, right? There's minhag to eat dairy. And then what do? You know, some people eat dairy and meat in a meal to be yotzei their chiyuv of basar. There's different opinions about it and different, there's ways around it, as far as I understand. Yisrael yotzei nidei chavatam b'nidarim b'nidavot. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to learn the source for this. The source for the fact that it needs to be meat. And we're going to learn a bunch of different things about it. Tana Rabbanan. So the Braita says, b'samachta b'chagecha. It says just b'samachta b'chagecha. You should be happy. It doesn't say how in particular, what you're supposed to do. It's not very specific. It doesn't say you have to bring a korban or, right? So what do they say? Lira, because it's general, it's lirabot kol minei smachot l'simcha. Mikan, right? So it includes all types of ways of simcha. Mikan amru chachamim, Yisrael yotzin yidei chobatam b'nidarim u'nidavot, u'b'maser behema, v'akonim b'chatat v'asham u'b'b'chor b'chazeh v'shok. Okay, that's what we learned already in our Mishnah. This bride is very parallel to our Mishnah. It just learns it out from the pasuk. Our Mishnah just stated it as halakha, and this bride learned it out from a pasuk. This is just something generally about the Mishnah. The Mishnah in general was not written in a way that it derives the halachot from the pasukim. Usually the midrashei halakha were written in such a way that they start with the pasuk, and they derive it from the pasuk. I didn't check, but this is, I'm just trying to see where the source for this is. It doesn't say. It's not necessarily Midrash Halakha, I don't know. But it's definitely written in the format of a Midrash Halakha. It comes from Pasuk and then traces it and debates it a little bit, right? So here they start off, they say, you're Yotze, you're Chiyuv, in these ways. Yachol af ba'ofot u'minachot, also typical of a midrash halacha, you might have thought it might also include ofot u'minachot, whereas right our Mishnah just said, and not ofot and minachot. So now I say, you might have thought it would include that. Tamu lomar, v'samachta b'chagecha. Ah, it doesn't just say v'samachta, it says v'samachta b'chagecha. Now what's chag? Mi shechagiga ba'a mehem. Whatever you can bring for a chagiga is what you can bring to be misameach. Okay, it doesn't mean chagecha like we would say holiday. Chagecha is like chagiga, the korban chagiga. And the korban chagiga was known to be from a korban. Okay, where do we learn that? We learn it because there's a pasuk that says, "V'lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker." You can't leave the chelev of my chag, my korban chagiga, ad boker. Now, only in animals do you have the chelev. The chelev is the fat from the animal. You don't have it on the oaf, and you don't have it on the mincha. That fatty stuff is the chelev that only is found in animals, and therefore we learn that the chagiga, since it has the chelev, lo yalin chelev chagi, it's almost, it's from like the negative. You can't do this, right? You can't leave the chelev from my korban chagiga on the, right, until the morning. From that we learn that the korban chagiga must have been from animals, and from there we're going to now derive that b'samachta b'chagecha, the simcha has to be like the chagiga. What you can use for chagiga, you can use for the simcha. Yatzu elu she'en chagiga ba mehem. Okay, and therefore anything that the chagiga doesn't come from them is not, can't be given. That's the braita. That's the first source for this. The second thing is Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi is going to bring a different proof. Now, some people say, it's a good question, how can Rav Ashi disagree with the Braita? The Braita says that Rav Ashi is an Emorah. He's like one of the very latest Emoraim. Okay? How could he say something against a Braita? So they say it's not that he disagrees with the Braita, la halacha. It's the same halacha. He's just deriving it from somewhere else. And when it comes to derivations, that you can argue with a Braita, which is interesting. If you, right? In other words, an Emorah can make up his own interpretation maybe, but not come to a different halachic conclusion. So here he has the same conclusion. It has to be from animals, but he learns it from somewhere else. Or he darshans the pasuk differently. Rav Ashi Amar v'samachta, nafko elu she'em bahem simcha. Okay? So what does that mean? V'samachta comes to exclude anything that doesn't have simcha. Meaning, okay, now here this goes really to Debbie's question. One opinion basically is saying that the Shalmei Simcha have to be the same way the Chagiga was from meat. Now that interpretation would be very relevant in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. But nowadays, that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash and we're not bringing sacrifices, maybe there's this, the Chiyuv of Simcha with meat is not so relevant. But Rav Ashi's interpretation would be still relevant, because what's he saying? How are you Sameach? Obviously you're Sameach with meat. Meat is the thing that's misamech, everybody. Now, by the way, according to these sources, you can't have chicken either. Okay? Only meat, which we know lots of people eat chicken. So, you know, it's interesting. So anyway, right, you think of those people who love steak. Like, that's what this is all about, right? Only steak brings real happiness. Rav Ashi, hai b'chagecha mai avidle, right? He's only focusing on the word simcha. So what does he do with the word chagecha? Hahu lechidur Rav Daniel Bar Katina. He uses it for this drasha that Rav Daniel Bar Katina says. Da'amar Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Amar Rav. He said in the name of Rav. Minayin she'ein nos'im nashim b'moed. How do you know that you can't get married on Chol HaMoed, on the holiday, b'chlal? She'ne'amar v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. You have to be happy with your chag and not happy with your wife, okay? You think of that as, this is a very weird thing, okay? And why of all things are they, if they're going to say, be happy with this and not with that, why your wife? So I was thinking about it. If you think in a halachic category, where does simcha come up? It comes up really in two major places. One is with the chag and one is with your wife, because there's all these issues of avelut, right, avelut in the chag and avelut in shivat yimei mishteh the marriage. That's like when the real simcha is in the wedding. These are the musag simcha comes up very blatantly in those two areas for the most part. So that's why it sounds funny at first, but really when you think about it, those are the two major simchot that are talked about. So therefore, the point is that on the chag, it's that the simcha has to come from there. It shouldn't be coming from any other source. The source should be coming from the chag. The chag itself, and that would be more in our interpretation of chag holiday rather than chag chagiga. Okay. New Mishnah. This is a very relevant Mishnah to what I was saying. The concept of last Mishnah is sort of alluded to. Here it's very obvious. that there's a concern very much so for the finances of the people and those issues, okay? You could call them chevrati issues, right? Societal issues and how people are struggling with this mitzvah. Mi sheyesh lo ochalim merubim unechasim muatim. What if you have a lot of people in your family who are eating, okay? You have a lot of mouths to feed and you don't have a lot of money. So what do you do? Now here we have the issue of, even though we said that the minimum chiyuv, okay, now here we're going to see. We talked way back about Behillel Beit Shammai in the first Mishnah. How much do you have to bring, more for your olat riyah or more for your chagigah, right? And we said that the chagigah has to be more, right? The chagigah should be more according to Beit Hillel, and Beit Shammai said the riyah is more. But now we're going to see that even though Beit Hillel says spend more money on your chagigah than your shlamim, it a little bit depends on your situation. There might be situations where you should spend more money on your ri'iyah rather than your chagigah. So now we're going to see. So if you have a lot of mouths to feed and not a lot of money, maybe shlamim merubim, you should bring more korbanot shlamim, whether it's chagigah or shalmei simcha, ve'olot muatim, but fewer korbanot olah, because don't waste your money on the gifts to God because you have to feed your family. Right? It's very logical. I'm very concerned for people's financial situation. What if you have a lot of money? But you're only a few people. Let's say you're an older couple. You don't have a lot of children to feed anymore, and you have a lot of money to spend. So what do you do? Maybe olot merubot ushlamim muatim. In this case, you would go with Beit Shammai, basically. And as Beit Shammai makes sense in a certain situation. It's not like Beit Shammai is rejected entirely. There are certain times where it's actually appropriate. Zev zemuat. What if you don't have a lot at all? Right, you don't have a lot of people, and you don't have a lot of money. Al zene emar me'a kesef, shteya kesef. Okay? On that, the machloket was, right, the opinion of Beit Hillel, here, just Beit Hillel is quoted, not Beit Shammai. You spend me'a kesef and shteya kesef. In other words, you're going to spend less on your ola, more, you're going to spend me'a on your ola, me'a with an ayin, right, not me'a 100, but me'a, it's a matbea, and shteya kesef on your chagigah. Your base minimum, okay? If you don't have a lot and you don't need a lot of meat, that's what you do. Zev zem rubin. What if you have a lot of money and a lot of mouths to feed? Al zen emar ish kemana yado kibrechat Hashem alakecha asher natan lach. Okay, this is, it sounds like infinity, right? Just go for it. Do as much as you want, okay? In every direction, almost, right? You can do a lot for God, a lot for you, and feel free to be, benevolent about it. Okay, shlamim merubim. Now go back to the first case. If you have a lot of mouths to feed but not a lot of money, you bring a lot of shlamim, okay, and less olot. But what's the problem? Shlamim merubim mehechamayte. Where is he going to bring all these shlamim merubim? Halele, didn't we just say he doesn't have a lot of money, right? So amar Rav Chisda tofel umevi par gadol. Okay, what does he say? He says, well, he takes his matzer sheni money, right, and he can be tofel it. Okay, we don't make him spend for out of pocket. We take the money anyway he needed to spend here, and we add it to the money, right? He takes the minimum, let's say the shnei kesef, right, Tobias Chagiga, and then he can add onto it the money for matzer sheni and buy a big animal with that. Okay, now what do you see from here? Right? What opinion do you see? Amar le Rav Sheshet, Hare Amru Toflim Behema le Behema. So before we even get to that, let's just say which opinion does he hold by? Right? I've erased this already, but we had Chizkiya and we have Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Chizkiya said
Toflim. Just so I don't confuse the two opinions. Let me double check. Right?
Chizkiya said Toflim Behema le Behema. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Ma'ot l'ma'ot. Which opinion is this?
Tofel umevi par gadol. Which opinion?
Ma'ot l'ma'ot.
Okay, because he's saying you can add money to your base money, right? Take your base money, your shteya kesef. Add more money and buy one big par. And that's helping this guy to do the shlamim merubim. It doesn't mean shlamim merubim, it means one shlamim gadol. Right? Bring something big and that'll feed his whole family. Amar le Rav Sheshet, Hare amru toflim behema lebehema. But what do you mean? But they say toflim behema lebehema. Okay, now, the Gemara has a little confusion with what he's saying here. Okay, so I won't even explain Rav Sheshet yet because the Gemara is going to now explain it. From here, we're going to get to our opinion number three. Maika amar le, what is he saying to him?
Rav Sheshet. Ilema hachi kamar le haramu toflim behema lebema avalom ma'ot lema'ot. If you think he's saying toflim behema lebema and not ma'ot lema'ot, meaning you can't do this, right? You can't do ma'ot lema'ot because it's you're not allowed to. Then what should he have said? Vilema le, it would have been smarter if he said, right? What would he have said? Ain't toflim ma'ot lema'ot. He should have said, not it says toflim behema lebema. He should have said, you can't do ma'ot lema'ot. Right, remember, he said be'ma le'ma v'lo ma'ot le'ma'ot. So if Rav Chisda said, go put your ma'ot together with the other ma'ot and buy one big animal, so the retort of Rav Sheshet should have been, but you can't do ma'ot le'ma'ot, so that's not a good option. Instead, he said, you should do, right, it says that you can do be'ma le'ma. But he should have said, it says you can't do ma'ot le'ma'ot. He should have told him what you can't do, what's wrong about what he's saying, and not what the alternatives are. Understand? He basically says, but it says this opinion, right? But he should have said, let's say this opinion is a whole thing. It's toflim be'ma le'ma aval lo ma'ot le'ma'ot. So you should have stressed the part that you can't do that's wrong in what he's doing. Because when you say, it says you should do this, it doesn't mean you can't do the alternative. Okay? So therefore, the nisuach doesn't really work. So therefore, that couldn't be what he's saying. It can't be he's saying, we hold like Chizkiah. Okay? Elahachi amrale. Hare amru. Af toflim behema lebehema. What he's really saying is not that you can't do what you're doing, but it says the rabbi said that you can even do behema lebehema, meaning that what you should have said, Rav Chisda, is tofil mevi pargadol or tofil ma'ot or tofil behema lebehema, right? Tofil mevi kama behemot or something like that. That's what he's saying. Now, his opinion. Remember, I said there was going to be a third. So we had Chizkiyahu said behemah lebehemah v'lo ma'ot lema'ot. We have Rabbi Yochanan said ma'ot lema'ot v'lo behemah lebehemah. Now we're going to have a third, which is ma'ot lema'ot and behemah lebehemah. You could do it either way. You can either do behemah lebehemah or you can do ma'ot lema'ot. So now we have a bit of a problem because we had those two brightas, right? And each one seemed to support the other opinion. And there's no brighta to support his opinion. So how could he do that? So now they're going to say, v'chi tema, oh, sorry, Kiman, so who does this go according to? Delo kechizkiyahu, delo kerabbi Yochanan, right? What he's saying doesn't work with either opinion. V'chi tema emorai hu, depligay. Maybe you could say it's a machloket emoraim, and matznaya lo plige. El tanya kavate demaro demaro lo plige, oh, ela bebehema. One second. Right, and maybe you say that how to interpret these Mishnayot is a machloket emoraim. In other words, you can interpret these Mishnayot some other way. But if that's the case, right, because let's go look at that second braita for a minute, okay? We're going to go back to the Chizkiyah braita. If you turn your page back, it says, Tanya Kavate de Chizkiyah. Misat melamed shadam bebi chovato menachulin. Beit Shamayimrim yom risha menachulin. Mikam ba'elach min amaser. Beit Hillel rim achila rishona menachulin. Mikam ba'elach min amaser. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily, so now they say, if you want to say that that supports, that you can say ma'ot lema'ot and behemot, it's a problem. Why? My achila rishona. Because what does it mean? Achila rishona menachulin sounds like your first animal has to be, right? And it can't be ma'ot lema'ot. Okay? The first one clearly only talks about ma'ot. But the second one maybe could be interpreted both ways, but they say it doesn't sound like it. So now they explain it differently. What do they say? My achila rishona, she or deme achila rishona menachulin. You have to have at least a shear to be able to eat your first bite from the value of, your first bite has to be the value of the shtea kesef. Okay? So if you do toflim, okay, originally we said the brayta was only beima lebeima. It means first you eat, your first bite is from the first animal, and we separate the animals and we designate them and we have some way of knowing. Now they say, no, no, no. If you buy this animal with, let's say, shteya kesef, and right, and you then add the maser money, when you eat your first bite, it has to be two kesefs worth of a bite. In other words, you have to eat, you have to know that you put in money to this animal of the worth of shteya kesef from your chulin money to be able to eat your first achila of that amount. But not that, and then, even though it's all mixed up, right, we don't say, oh, you're specifically eating the part that you spent the shteya kesef on from your chulin money, no. As long as you have an amount of food that you can eat shteya kesef, you can add whatever you want additionally for the chagiga. So that's how he explains the third mission, the second braita, in which case we now have a third opinion. That we have now ma'ot lama'ot and behema lebema. Okay? And that's Rav Sheshet. Amar Ula, Amar Rish Lakish, now we're getting into a new issue. Amar Rish Lakish, hifrish etzer behemot l'chagigato. What if you separate, if you remember, we had this machlok at Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan about the chagiga. About the ola re'iya. About the ola, about whether you can bring it, if you come additionally to the Beit HaMikdash, are you allowed to bring more, right? We said in the end that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to see, I'm prefacing because it's very similar to what they're saying here, except that here they're talking about the Chagiga. There they were talking about the Ola, now we're moving to the Chagiga. When it came to the Ola, when you go to see Pnei Hashem, Lo Yeru Panai Rekam, so Rish Lakish says every day you can bring Korbanot if you want, and Rabbi Yochanan said no, just the first day, and after that, it's Bal Tosif. You're not allowed to bring extra. So here we're going to see similar about the Chagiga, and they fall on the same lines. Amar Rish Lakish, but remember, it's not the Ola where it says Lo Yeru Panai Rekam, it's different. Okay? Amar Rish Lakish, Hifrish Esther Behemot L'Chagigato. Let's say you say, I'm setting aside these 10 Behemot for my Chagiga. But Hikrib Chamesh B'Yom Tov HaRishon. Let's say the first day, though, you only brought 5 of them. Choser Makrib Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. Here, Yom Tov Sheni doesn't mean the second day of Yom Tov at the end of the Chag. It means the second day of the whole Chag. Okay? The first day of Chol HaMoed. You can do the other 5 on the following day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kevan Shepasak Shuv Eno Makrib. Once you bring it, you can't bring any more. Now, if you look at Rashi for a minute, I just want you to read Rashi. Choser makriv chamesh b'yom tov sheni. Belo amrin anover hu b'bal tosif. V'rachmana amar, where would you think there's an issue of bal tosif here? V'chagotem oto. They learn from the word oto that it's just yom echad. Okay? Chag yom avetulo. And that's where bal tosif comes in. Okay? So now, comes Rabbi Yochanan, he says, if you separated 10 and you only brought 5 on the first day, you're not allowed to bring those other 5 the next day because the Chagiga is a chiyuv of one day. Anything additional is bal tosif. So now, Amar Rabbi Abba, the lo pligi. There's no machloket between them. It just depends on the situation. Each one was talking about a different situation. Kam b'satam, kam b'mifaresh. One case, he just brought these 10 animals and brought 5 in one day. And the other one was where he was mefaresh, I want to bring these 10 animals and didn't bring them all in one day. So now they're going to explain. Hi, satam hechidami. What's the case where satam? Ilema, if he just brought these 10 animals. And then, if you're going to say it's a case, deleka shehupa yom likareh. He got there to the Beit HaMikdash and he had to wait on a really long line, okay? It was like getting to Disney World, right? And the lines are so long, and by the time you get there, it's over, right? The ride, the park closes. So you get there the next day, you're allowed to bring them because you missed your chance. And as you tried, right? You had all the right intentions, you got there, you waited, but you ran out of time. So, hi to lo akru'inu, deleka shi'u b'yom. In other words, the reason he didn't bring them was because there wasn't enough time. So obviously he can do, it's like tashlumin, right? You can do tashlumin for your chagiga, so you can bring it the next day. Ela delele ochlim. What if he didn't have enough people to eat it? Now what's the problem? You have a time limit in which to eat it. So he only wanted to bring 5 in one day and 5 the next day because they were going to run out. There weren't going to be enough of his family members or whoever to eat it, and it was going to end up as notar, which he didn't want to have. So, hi to the Arkavinu, delay leochle. Now, it's called Odi as an excuse, then it's allowed to do the next day. So, lo tzricha, it's only talking about a case, de'ika shehupi yom, vi'it leochle. Okay, it's a case where there was enough time in the day, and there was food, there were people that would eat it, but mi'bidakama lo Arkavinu, shma minai shi'ire shayirinu. Okay, from the fact that he didn't sacrifice it, even though he had all the good, he could have sacrificed it, means that he particularly left it over, and leaving it over then means it's going to be an issue of bal tosif. In other words, you can't on purpose leave it over. And this also makes sense, because Ki'ata Ravin, when Ravin came, he said he brought the Torah of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, because Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Ravin came to Babel, and he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hifrish Esther Behemot L'Chagigato, Hikriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov HaRishon, Choser Makriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. So he says here that if you're Makrish, you're allowed to do Makriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. And Kashina Hadade, and that contradicts what we said. So El Alav Shmamina, Kam B'Satam, Kam B'Mefaresh Shmamina. So it must be, if he's saying that Rabbi Yochanan said the opposite, it must be that each statement of Rabbi Yochanan that we heard, one was talking about a case where he specifically said, I'm bringing 10 and one second. Right, and then when right, I'm bringing 10 from my chagiga. If he says that, then whatever's left over, he's allowed to bring as tashlumin for the fact that he can make up for it. But if he just stam and he didn't say anything and he just brought these 10 animals and only brought 5 of them, then he can't bring half of them for the chagiga the following day. Okay, and that's again only if he intentionally left them over and didn't. Wasn't that he got stuck and ran out of time, and it wasn't that he didn't have people to feed. Enough people to eat it. Okay, that's for today. And then tomorrow we're going to continue a little bit on these lines and say that it's also said in somebody else's name. I thought maybe we'd finish to the Mishnah, but we'll stop here and it'll be a good chazara tomorrow.